out of Hawaii. They say that in Maui, it costs about $722 a day to rent a car if you're a tourist. So tourists are turning to U-Haul, which is considerably cheaper, and they're driving around U-Haul trucks to get around the Hawaiian islands. Now, this is creating a shortage of trucks for people who actually need to move. But that's just one of the things that the pandemic has done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. But before we do that, let's give you one more look at today's Bible Jeopardy clue from Mosaic Law, the category for 400 points. The firstborn son of a man with two wives, one of them he loves, the other he hates, was entitled to the usual double portion of the firstborn. Now, this is the old Mosaic Law. Now, under what condition was that son entitled to a double portion? Is it if the firstborn of the loved wife died first? Is it only if he was the son of the hated wife? Was it only if he was the son of the loved wife? Or was it regardless whether he was of the loved or the hated? You can find the answer in Deuteronomy 21, 15, and 17. And when you do, call me. We've got roll call at 318-484-2500. Birthdays and anniversaries, too. It's all just ahead right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress. In life.
If we, I guess we should start with Genesis. Where the Lord originated woman. There was Adam, he's all by himself,
all by himself.
Lonesome, didn't have a partner.
Didn't have no
and so, Lord laid him down and like, took a rib out. Now you notice,
I heard Rev say this one time, Reverend Grimes,
you notice that he didn't take Eve from Adam's eye.
No.
She was not made to be an object for him to just look at.
Right.
Didn't take out of his mouth.
No.
Had a bunch of teeth in there, could have just taken a tooth out. That would have been easy. Right. But he didn't do that. Because she was not to be just talked at.
Right.
He took her from his side, he took that rib from Adam's side. Because he wanted her at his side.
You
he wanted this to be
I was
a
saying.
Partnership.
You understand what I was saying?
And the partnership
said,
right now is not working
said the more than not
as
here,
well
here,
as
you
should.
And we're going to be here.
If we want to talk about the role of the woman today, let's start with the role of the woman yesterday. If we go to St. Luke, the first chapter, the 28th verse. If you have your Bibles, please join me. If you didn't bring it today, please stand for a reading of the scripture. It's Luke, the first chapter, 28th verse. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Thank you. That was about Mary. So let's talk for just a second about Mary. Mary has a special role in biblical history. The Lord chose her not only to take care of a little rambunctious boy that he was going to send to her, but the Lord chose her to be a model, to set the standard for womanhood. The Lord did send his son in human form. Now, when Jesus adopted the form of a human being, he adopted the things that human beings have. Pain, and when he was a little boy, he was a little boy. He was just a regular little rambunctious boy. And he needed a mother. And so, that was Mary. And she had to groom this little boy, had to prepare this little boy for the short but powerful life that he was going to have.
Right.
So her first job, the first job of womanhood, is to groom those who are coming in the next generation.
Right.
Mary had to teach that little boy, had to teach him manners, had to teach him how to read, had to teach him all of the things that he was going to need to become the master.
That's right.
She had to teach him that. And that is the special role, one of the special roles of womanhood is to teach. She had to inspire him. And that is another of the special roles of womanhood, to inspire
our younger generation, to inspire our children, to inspire our girls and boys to do better, to be better, to grow, to lead. Mary had to nourish Jesus. She had to make sure that he had his breakfast. She had to make sure that he had his lunch. She had to make sure he had some supper. She had to supervise his nutrition. She knew that he was facing a rough 33 years.
It was coming, she knew.
He had to be prepared for it. Nourishment. Now, like I said, he's a rambunctious little boy. Yeah. And the rambunctious little boys have to be chastised.
That's right.
I know, because I had a mother who had to chastise her rambunctious little boy. That's indeed.
Hey, you were
the one that. My mama used to, you know, they have these, those alphabets, ADD, ADHD, that talk about where little boys don't like to just sit down. They like to just jump up and move around and run around and get into things.
Yeah.
Mama used to tell people, she was a teacher, she used to say, this is my ADD job, a boy. And I beat it out of him a long time ago. One of the roles of a mother is to chastise and keep those children in line. Mary had to advise Jesus, had to give him advice, and mothers, one of the special roles of a mother is to advise her children.
That's right.
And she gave him love.
That's right. Amen.
There is nothing on earth like a mother's love.
Say that.
A mother's love. It is the responsibility of mothers to teach their children how to love, what love is, the feeling of love.
Yeah.
All of those are the roles of women.
Say that back.
Yesterday, when Mary was doing those things with Jesus, and today, it is the same role.
Same role.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Now, you probably see. Say that 90% of black children in Louisiana at the fourth grade level are already behind. If you're behind when you're in the fourth grade, what's going to happen when you're in the seventh grade? You're going to drop out. And our dropout rate is very, very high at the seventh grade level. If you can make it past that and get to the 12th grade, you are so far behind.
So far.
And the statistics bear that out. Many, many, many of our graduates at the 12th grade level, people who graduate, have been slid through the education system.
Right.
Reading now on the 6th grade level. 6th grade, high school grad, got a piece of paper. Can't even read that paper.
Tell the truth,
Doc. Our children are unprepared when they get to school. They don't know ABCs, they don't know numbers.
That's right.
They don't know how to read. Mothers have to teach. Before you send them to school,